Somebody on the channel got a new motorcycle. We're going to tell you the story about it today, and then we'll show you the bike. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, and Harley-Davidson news. If you're into that kind of stuff, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thanks for watching, and let's get into it. So what did we do last weekend, Firecracker?
Went to Renegade Harley-Davidson in Springfield and test rode some new bikes with the demo truck.
I rode the Pan America ST. There will probably not be a review of it. That's a bike that is not meant to be tested in a demo ride. You really got to be able to get on the throttle with it to have any fun, and you can't do that in a demo ride when you're in the pack with a bunch of people. So although I was going to try and demo it, that didn't work out. I have some thoughts about that I will share in a video. What'd you ride?
I rode the Street Glide.
Just not any Street Glide. What do you know what version that is, what that's called?
No.
The Liberty Edition with the Eagle on it. That's the limited edition.
Yeah.
They had Liberty Edition Street Glides on the demo ride. Now, you've been thinking about getting a new bike this year, right?
Yes.
And the whole point was for you to try different bikes. Did you ride anything besides the Street Glide?
No.
Why?
What? Because once I got back from the test ride, I figured out that I really liked the Street Glide.
You've been kind of thinking about it, but you were a little nervous about going up to a full touring bike because of the weight. This soft tail, you get around really well. You don't need my help to park it or push it around or anything else. And I think the Street Glide with the weight, you've had some concerns. And I've offered to let you ride mine, but you didn't seem like you really wanted to ride mine. How did you feel about the Street Glide after you rode it as far as the weight? Was it as bad as you thought it would be? What's your initial reaction?
Nice.
Nice. Is it too heavy?
Well, I couldn't get it up off the lean.
Yeah, well, we're in a slanted parking lot.
I mean, it rides really good.
Rides really good, huh?
Yeah.
You ready to ride mine now?
Yeah.
Yeah, now? Okay.
The only time I had a difficulty is they had it kind of parked on a slant, and the slant made it hard to lift up, so I had to get some help getting it up off the kickstand, so... But once I got going, didn't have any problem with the stopping or I could back it up and stuff like that. But it was just when it's on a slant, I'll have to probably have a little bit of help.
I know you don't want help, but that's not uncommon for women, especially people who may be vertically challenged and need a little help pushing a bike into a parking spot or moving it around at slow speed. Now, unfortunately, that's just part of it. And it's not just for women. It's anybody that's not maybe got enough leg length to, you know, be able to get good footing and really push a bike and stuff while sitting on it. So what happened after we got back to the dealership?
I went back in to do some shopping, and instantly the manager pointed out the bike, one of the bikes to me, which I had already seen it, but Mike had asked me how I liked the ride. I told him I really liked it. And then he's like, I'll give you a good deal.
I asked her if she wanted to, she asked me actually how much that bike cost because there was no sticker on the bike. And I said, I'll ask Nick to give us an idea what that would cost so you'll know what to budget for in the future.
Right.
And Nick came back with a unbelievably good deal.
I went outside and, sat with my friends at the picnic table, and they were all like, you should just see about getting it. You should just do it.
Do it! Just do it!
And then Mike come out with the price he gave, and so it was a price that I felt I couldn't beat, so I just went online on Harley-Davidson and filled out a credit app, and then we went to lunch, and the thing came back saying my stuff was ready to view, so I went in to try to view it, and for some reason it wouldn't let me view. So Mike's like, I'll just call and see. And so he called, and they told me that I was approved. So we went back to the dealership after lunch.
Lunch being like 3 o'clock already. Mm-hmm. And they closed at, I think, 5 or 6. But they sold a lot of bikes that day. There were several people in front of us, including a Tri-Glide, a new 2026 Tri-Glide, for people from Oklahoma. They got out of there about 8 o'clock, and we went into the finance office about 8 o'clock, 8:30. Stayed late. Everybody stayed late to take care of us. A friend of ours bought a bike, and he had to go after us. He was the very last person. Yeah, she's got a new bike. So I guess we ought to show them what you got, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So she got a 2026 Street Glide. It's already had a few things done to it, as you can tell. What really attracted you to this bike, besides the fact that it's purple?
The pinstriping they had done on it, I like the combination of the green and the purple. And, of course, the purple.
Do you know what this color is called in 2026?
It's the Purple Abyss.
And you got black trim?
Yes.
Okay, and what besides the pinstriping has already been done to the bike? It's got a painted inner fairing. Do you know who did it?
Fairing Exchange.
They put it on that morning while we were on our way down there and doing demo rides. We didn't even know they had just installed it. So it's got a black, not a purple color match, but a black painted inner fairing. It's got custom pinstriping from Roach Pinstriping. And of course, that means the lettering on the tank. That's all, you know, part of the pinstriping. Put Street Glide back here on the saddlebags. I'll get you guys a good shot of that. Did a little Harley Davidson badge back here in the back. Now, there's a couple things that Renegade does on all their touring bikes. And it's got a 4-point docking system on it already. So we can put a luggage rack on there and a bag until at some point, probably in the future, I'd say you would want a tour pack.
Yes.
What size tour pack do you think you want to go with?
The same size I got on that.
So a chop tour pack. Another thing they do is they put a heel shifter on all their touring bikes. I don't know that she'll ever use it because she's never had a heel shifter.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll try it out and see what she thinks. What happened that night? How did the trip home go?
I rode this home and
100 miles.
100 miles.
In the dark.
In the dark. We had to do the letting off the throttle and back on it for the first 50 miles, I think it was.
Well, under 3,000 RPM, varying the RPMs, but not going over 3,000 RPM for the first 50 miles. And then I think not going over 3,500 RPMs for the next 50 miles. The bike had, what, 26 miles on it when she bought it. So the first 50 wasn't so bad because 26 were done. But yeah. We've got the over 100 miles on it that is still in a break-in period. You don't want to go crazy with it. But that initial off-on, keeping the RPMs low, that's out of the way. We might have got some strange looks on the interstate, speeding up and slowing down the whole way home, but it's done. And a lot of people complain about the stock windshield. I've already talked to you about what is your feelings on the stock windshield for your height?
For my height, I really felt like it wasn't bad on the way home. I mean, I'm sure I'll decide after I've rode it some more. I felt like if I go higher, it may go in my line of vision, so I don't know that I want to go any higher. I didn't feel like it bothered me, the wind coming on me, and it was pretty windy coming home that night, so we'll just have to see.
Yeah, now luckily, Saturday morning, I got a device from Tim Stereo, the Tim's CarPlay device, and I put it on my bike. So I had my old CarPlay device in my pocket in case I had any problems with it or anything else. So she was able to actually, we activated CarPlay before we left using my device. And she was able to use CarPlay, listen to her music coming home and have that whole experience. Now, this is a stock audio system and you're used to a Rockford Fosgate audio in your ST fairing. How do you think they compare?
This definitely isn't as good. I had a little... Once in a while, I'd have a little bit of a problem. I mean, I could hear the music, but it just wasn't real loud on some songs. So I would eventually like to upgrade the stereo system in it.
So anybody that does stereos or anybody that's had stereos done, so we're not looking for suggestions for a $4,000 Rockford Fosgate 4 audio system, but you know, if you know of a pretty affordable audio solution that's better than stock for the new models that you think we should check out, leave us a comment down below. I've actually got the Stage 3 Rockford Fosgate audio. That video will be coming out soon where we'll compare it to the Stage 2. I can't just put my Stage 2 speakers in here because she doesn't have the 500-watt amp. So we need an amp and two-speaker system for her bike. So if you've done something affordable, give us a recommendation. Now, what other changes do you think you want to make on this besides a chop pack and maybe a windshield, maybe not? We'll have to try some low-height windshields and see if you like them or don't. And the audio, is there anything else right away you want to change on it?
Probably my number one thing is probably the headlight. I was pretty lucky coming home the other night because I had Mike with his bright light in front of me, and then behind me I had our friend Randy and our friend Steve and their headlights behind me, but I could see how the headlight could be a problem at nighttime.
Stock headlight sucks. We'll just say it. We don't have to be nice about it. Harley Davidson's heard me say it before. So you like the looks of the new Hogworks headlights I got?
Yes.
Yeah, they look really good, don't they?
Yeah. I haven't seen the...
The white one?
The white one, because I don't know that I'd like the yellow on the purple.
Well, I just installed the white one this morning or last night on my bike, so we'll be testing and demoing the Silver Tooth from Hogworks for the new models when we go to Spring Fling, which we leave for in a few days. You guys won't see this video until after we get back or while we're gone. Maybe the Silver Tooth, or if nothing else, at least for now, I have the Amazon headlight that I had previously tried before I got to Hogwarts I could put in here. But, you know, we'll see. She's not taking this bike to Spring Fling. Do you want to tell them why?
I just want to get a little more comfortable with it before I go to a crowded rally. Some of the places we go to, the parking lots are so packed, and it can be a pain to get in and out, get parked or whatnot. And I'd rather not take the chance of dropping it or anything because of the trying to get myself in a crowded area. And I just want to get myself a little more used to it. And also I want to get saddlebag guards. So if I do drop it, they're kind of protected before.
Now, I have a set of the Loop Style. That's why I call them Loop Style. Saddlebag guard protectors from TCMT. I just took off my bike because I went to what is kind of like the flat out bar style, the straight bar. You said you think eventually you'd like to have the straight bar kind.
Yes.
The loop.
With purple tips or green tips.
With purple tips or green tips?
Actually, probably greens because it's already purple, so put some more green to it.
Some more green accents to it. All right. Is there, besides saddlebag guard protectors, chop pack, audio, and headlight, is there anything else on this bike right now that you feel like you want to change? You said the bars were pretty comfortable for you, the stock bars.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ride it for that long. I'll have to wait and see when I ride it for a longer period. The seat I think it just needs broken. I don't know. That'll be something I'll just have to wait and see if I continue liking it or if I feel I need to upgrade to something else. And right now, I don't know. It's just going to be, as I ride it, see what else I might want to get. I mean, I'd like to get the straight bars for the front, too, instead of the curve. But that's nothing that I'm in a big hurry for. So
we could do rear saddle bar back guards. We can use the loop ones I've got, or we could get you a set of the straight ones and eventually later swap the front.
Mm-hmm.
And you want a headlight and you want audio. Those are probably your biggest things. Chop tour pack eventually, but we can make do with the luggage bag I've got for now. So those are the plans for the bike. So we might start looking at doing some upgrades. You may see this bike on the channel more. If we do upgrades to it, I'm sure I will share that with my audience because we have a lot of Street Glide lovers in the audience. All right, guys, let me know, what do you think of this purple Abyss with the green pinstriping? A lot of people, when I posted pictures on Facebook and Instagram, really liked it. They thought it really was a great combination. So tell us what you think of the combination. Of course, congratulations to Firecracker for getting her first brand spanking new motorcycle, because we bought the Sport Glide used, and going up to a touring bike. You looking forward to putting some miles on this thing?
Yeah.
Not looking forward to sales tax, though, are you?
No.
No.
Or the payment.
Or the payment every month. All right. Well, you guys haven't seen her on the channel as much. We'll share a little personal information there. I don't see her as much. She took a second job because she's going on a cruise in June, and she wanted some extra spending money for that, and because she wanted to save up money for a down payment on a new bike. Well, the new bike came sooner than planned, so you may not see her in videos as much because I may have to do videos on upgrades on her bike and stuff without her, depending on her work hours. But we will try and get her in the channel a little more with her new bike. Because I told her if she got a new bike and if we were going to do videos on it, she had to show her face on YouTube again. So, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed the new bike reveal. We're going to go to Spring Fling and have a great time. The weather's looking pretty good. We're going to do a guided ride at Spring Fling to raise money for Grandma's House, to Children's Advocacy Center. Lots of good stuff going on at Spring Fling this year, so I'm really looking forward to a good time there. Anything else you want to tell them?
No.
Oh, I do know something else we want to change. It's not too expensive. This taillight lens thing back here, this big ugly one. Hogworks makes one for $70. We could afford to get that on there pretty quick. And that'll trim the back up and make it look a lot better. You haven't decided on a name yet, right?
Nope.
Do you need any help with the name? Do you want the internet to help you with the name?
I mean, they can send suggestions.
So somebody did make a comment that it had a Joker vibe with the purple and the green. Mm-hmm. So I'm throwing that out there before the internet does. It wasn't my idea, but it was in the Facebook comments or Instagram post comments. By the way, if you guys aren't following us on Facebook and Instagram and you want to, it's Riding in the Ozarks. For me, on both platforms, and you are?
Firecracker on Two Wheels.
There you go. So if you just want to follow her and not me, look for Firecracker on Two Wheels on Facebook or Instagram. She's not as prolific about posting as I am, but I'm sure you're going to see more of this bike in the future. All right, you guys, thanks for watching. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.